How would you like to live in a country that depends solely on clean, renewable energy? Well, pack your bags. We're moving to Costa Rica. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. EcoWatch reports that the country of Costa Rica in Central America has run on nothing but renewable energy sources for 300 days. That's according to the Costa Rican Institute of Electricity, which in turn pulls data from the National Center for Energy Control. And that's a record breaker. Back in 2015, Costa Rica set the record of 299 days at 100% renewable energy reliance. Last year, they had a little setback with just 271 days out of the year. That renewable energy comes from several different sources. The overwhelming majority of it, at 78.26%, is from hydropower. This is largely possible because Costa Rica has a high concentration per capita of rivers and dams. In 2016, the country brought two big hydropower plants online, one of which, the Reventazón facility, is the second largest in the country. The first would be a little thing called the Panama Canal. Hydropower uses the movement of water to generate electricity. Typically, the way this is done is that you create a channel for water from a high elevation to flow down to a lower elevation. In other words, the potential energy of the water converts to kinetic energy as it moves through the channel. Gravity is doing all the work for you. On its way down, the water collides with the blades of a turbine. The force of the moving water causes the turbine to rotate. This rotating turbine provides mechanical energy to a generator. Generators work on a pretty simple principle. If you move a conductive material, such as copper wire, through a magnetic field, it will induce an electrical current to flow through the wire. Imagine the turbine has an axle that connects to some copper wire positioned between two permanent magnets. The north end of one magnet and the south end of the other magnet face the copper wire. As the turbine turns, so does the axle, which rotates the copper wire within the magnetic field of those magnets. This induces current to flow. In this example, it would be an alternating current, as the direction of electricity would reverse every time the copper wire moves from the magnetic field of one magnet to the field of the other one. That's the basic principle behind hydropower. You convert potential energy to kinetic energy, and then kinetic energy into electrical energy. Because Costa Rica has no shortage of rivers and dams, it can produce enough electricity this way to meet more than 75% of its needs. After hydropower, the next big source comes from wind power. Costa Rica draws 10.29% of its electrical power from wind farms. Wind farms use high-tech windmills or wind turbines to generate electricity. And we just explained how water turbines work. Wind turbines work in pretty much the same way, only it's obviously wind rather than water that turns the blades. And while you might be able to count on water to continue flowing, barring any disastrous droughts, wind sometimes just isn't there. During those times, you can't really generate electricity. Costa Rica, being a relatively narrow country with two major oceans bordering it, fortunately gets a lot of wind throughout the year. Next in line is geothermal energy, which accounts for 10.23% of electricity generation in Costa Rica, just a hair behind wind power. Most geothermal plants work in a way similar to fossil fuel power plants. The only difference is that in traditional power plants, we burn fossil fuels in order to heat water into steam and use that steam to turn turbines. In geothermal plants, we rely upon the earth itself to heat water into steam. Deep beneath the surface of the earth, there are hot spots. Most of these are near geologically young volcanoes, of which Costa Rica has several. At these locations, cool water gets heated into steam. Drill down to those spots and create a loop where water can move down, heat up, turn into steam, move up a parallel path to turn a turbine, condense back into water, and start all over again, and you've got yourself a geothermal plant. Like hydropower and wind power, this method once again turns the turbine to provide mechanical energy and create a generator. Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? That leaves a little less than a single percentage point of electricity for biomass and solar power. Biomass refers to any sort of renewable fuel source like biodiesel or ethanol. Solar power converts the energy of photons into electricity. And it might come as a surprise that Costa Rica receives less than 1% of its electricity from solar panels. But solar panels, while an attractive technology, have some limitations. One is that they only generate electricity while there is sun exposure. On cloudy days or at night, that's just not happening. Another is that they have a relatively low efficiency when it comes to converting the amount of energy hitting them into actual electricity. And third is that if you aren't putting that electricity to use right away or storing it in batteries, you lose it. Actually, that's the case with all electricity generators. You either use it, store it, or lose it. Traditional power plants monitor the demand for electricity and then either step up or step down operations to meet that demand. That's less of a concern for hydropower, geothermal, or wind power sources, but with wind and solar power, you're not always generating electricity anyway. Costa Rica's goal is to switch to 100% dependence on renewable energy sources by 2030. Other countries have similar aspirations, with different distributions concentrating on various sources of power. Not every country has the access to good hydropower options, for example, but we can still look to Costa Rica for inspiration to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, as well as creating less pollution and reversing our contributions to climate change. To learn more about electricity, power plants, and how we can use technology in more environmentally friendly ways, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. We publish on Wednesdays and Fridays and explore tech in a deep dive approach. I'll see you again soon.